Hello, everyone, and welcome to the E3 extravaganza of We Came to Play. And we have an all-star lineup for you, including some of our normal cast. With me, as always, is Rock. Rock, how you doing today? It's been a while.
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Nick?
Oh, I'm just splendid. The Board 8 podcast universe is exploding with all sorts of me.
And yeah, I was going to say, they all star you.
They all star me! Yes, that's all we do these days. Normally MSG would be here, but I haven't been able to find him. I assume he is dead, or...
I assume he's crying about the Royals.
Oh yes, he might be at a Royals game, or still sitting in the empty arena stadium at this point. Little. Anyways, so instead of MSG, we have an expert on all things shiny and with the letters S&B. It's Isoc!
I do tend to gravitate to those letters, S and B. I don't know why.
It's always a pleasure to have Isoc here. Isoc is also standing in for Endgamer, who I couldn't find. So everyone, you can thank me later for that.
Endgamer is a soulless bastard.
Oh, no. Endgamer publishes this show. You need to be...
Endgamer has soft balls.
I can't disagree with that, I guess. And also with us, a man who actually went to E3. Some of you know him as King Barts. Other of you... know him as just Barts. But he's Barts, so here he is.
Hey, everyone.
All right. So on that note, we got a crap ton of stuff to cover. Anyone that struggled through last year's E3 extravaganza from We Came to Play knows that this is a three-hour show coming up. I'm going to go ahead and try to make it not 3 hours this year. We can all agree to that, guys?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Rock?
We'll make it 4 hours.
That's not the direction I was thinking, but no. We'll try to go through this as quick as possible. Mercifully, E3 was terrible, so there's not a lot to talk about. And that's the show. Good night, everybody. No, we'll start with the Microsoft conference because it happened first, as I remember. Isoc, you're a big Microsoft guy. You'd love that shit.
Lube it up.
Oh, you'd love that stuff. I bet they came out and they were... Well, they just started with the biggest gun they had, I guess, with Halo 4 demo. Do you have any thoughts on... what you saw there? I was kind of...
The conference as a whole, or just Halo 4?
Just Halo 4, first of all. We'll start with just Halo 4.
I'm more excited about the multiplayer right now, because I think they have some cool ideas. Single player looked, it looked interesting, mostly because there's some new enemies and new weapons, and if you think about it, we've been playing with, for the most part, the same enemies and the same weapons for years now, so it was kind of cool to see something different in that regard, but for the most part, it looked like a Halo game. It looked fun. But it didn't blow me away, but it looked fun.
All right, that's pretty much my opinion, was it looked like a Halo game. But we do have Rock here, who loves Halo.
So, you know, that wasn't my opinion, though. I said it looked fun. You don't think it looked fun.
I don't think it looked...
Because you're really biased against Microsoft.
Hey, I am biased against... Yes, Microsoft. Okay, yeah, you're right. I can't deny it. I don't like those people. They're bad people. All of them. But if I were a Halo fan, I'm sure that would have been very appealing to me. Rock is our...
I'd compare it to the God of War demo at the PS3, except it was better than that one.
Isoc, we're not there yet, okay? Can you please sit in your guest shoes today?
It's just a fair
You're
comparison.
In your host shoes right now, and you need to get your guest shoes on. You're not...
I'm in my calling you out shoes.
I don't like it. I don't like people calling me out. I'm trying to talk to Rock, who would never call me out, and who loves Halo. Rock, what did you think of Halo adding Metroid Prime to the mix?
This is the stupidest... Oh, my God. Well, there's nothing Metroid Prime about it.
The scanning
Except
and the jungles.
I was going to say, there's Halo
There's
scanning.
Thermal radar that's scanning now. Oh, and there's jungles. Oh my God, that wasn't in Halo 1 level 6.
Are you done?
That's you gagging on my cock.
Oh, this is going to...
This is going to be the best 3 hours ever.
It's going to be about an hour in, and I'm going to hit mute and be gone.
It's a... I think the atmosphere felt a lot like Metroid Prime.
Have you guys played Halo 1?
Yes. Actually, I have.
Well, Do you remember the Flood introduction level?
One of the biggest things is the more animalistic approach to the enemies. You see them kind of skitter about, and they don't run in like set humanoid patterns. They're almost like moving around like wild animals. Even the Flood never really moved that way. Even... most of them. I mean, the only one were like those weird stalker things from Game 3. So there was kind of a different feel to it. And of course, they're introducing the Forerunner technology and all that stuff into the series, finally figuring out what exactly they are. So it was kind of interesting to watch the demo and watch like the first little bit of the demo, and they stumble across the Covenant, and you're thinking, okay, standard Halo fare. And they all get wiped out by these new enemies who kind of, you know, they move along the treetops and they run around everywhere, and they're not, they don't have the kind of predictableness that the Halo series had. So you can argue it's not Metroid exactly, but you can say that there is a significant different feel from what you've seen so far in the demo. There's almost like a tone shift.
I can agree they might be going for a more atmospheric approach.
And Master Chief talks now. That's big, right?
He always talks.
Why does Endgamer have this bolded, like, oh my god, he spoke?
Because he doesn't play Xbox games.
God damn it, Endgamer, you're the worst person to steal an outline from ever.
The only thing I've ever seen him play on his Xbox was, like, Lego Rock Band.
Well, to be fair, Lego Rock Band's pretty fun.
Okay.
In its own way. Anyway, so that's Halo. Halo opened it up. Bartz, did you have anything on Halo, or are we good to move on?
Did anyone else think that the Forerunners looked a little bit like Metalheads from the Jack and Daxter games?
I have not played... Wait,
you know, they did!
The second one, but I never...
Like, that was my... When I saw them, that was my first impression. I'm like, hey, look, Metalheads.
I didn't even put that together until you said it, but yeah, they do.
Are you just talking about the outside, or when the mask opened up and you saw that creepy, like, skull thing? Was that also, like, which part of it are you comparing to that?
The Forerunner things,
Well, you know how, like, at one point, the one, like, hovers over the chief and his mask opens up and it's, like, a really creepy fire skull thing?
I don't remember, really. I watched it once and it was a week ago, but the pictures I'm looking at right now looks like a Metalhead, so...
I had to look up Metalhead so I know what they look like. I don't know.
All right, well, Halo
4... That was just my thought.
Halo 4 is hitting stores this fall. It's, what, November 7th or something like that? Isn't it? I don't know. Anyways, people be really hyped for Halo. Is it even coming out this year? It might not be.
It's supposed to be.
I don't do research of these things. Next thing Microsoft showed off was Splinter Cell Blacklist, which looked to me like you run around and hit the kill button. Icehawk, you probably played a lot more Splinter Cell than me. Could you maybe explain to me why they don't use any kind of stealth anymore?
I mean, you have to. The way the system works is you have to get a stealth kill to open up the mark and execute system, which is then when you can mark people. Have you guys played Conviction? I thought you had to get... It was one... Every kill, stealth kill, turned into one of those auto kills.
It looked like one stealth kill turned into, like, six kills this time.
But you also have to remember it's an E3 demo, and it was probably on easy mode, so that might be what it was. Because last time, like I said, in the last game, I'm pretty sure you had to get one kill for each mark and execute kill. So maybe for just the purpose of the demo. You know how those get... There was, like, two specific parts during E3 where someone, like, clearly fucked up and jumped into the middle of enemies and got shot to shit and didn't die. So I thought that was maybe something like that, you know, just easy mode.
Yeah, I guess. Bars, did you get a chance to play Splinter Cell while you were at E3 or no?
I don't know if that was on the show floor. I didn't play it.
But you didn't see it either?
It might have been at the Microsoft booth, which... Spoilers, I walked through and did not play anything there.
Oh, you didn't stop for Kinect?
He was being a loyal Sony employee.
Well, I wanted to try some, because they had a lot of third-party games at their booth, but there were like a million people in the Microsoft booth.
I would imagine the lineups would be pretty long there.
Yeah, it was just full of people just... being Microsoft people. I don't know. There's a lot of people.
Do you have to wear a name badge at all times at E3?
Yeah.
So did your name badge say SCEA or whatever?
SOE, yeah, it did.
Yeah, well,
it said Sony Online Entertainment.
So you, let's face it, you would have felt a little awkward. You would have been like that the Coke Zero guy getting the Pepsi Max, you know?
Well, you
didn't see that guy. You would have $1 million, Bartz!
One of the stupid Nintendo girls gave me a hard time for it, and those Nintendo girls were horrible. Like, if they would just keep their mouth shut, then they're fine. But whenever they, like, tried to talk to me, they always managed to piss me off.
Wow, that sounds like females.
It's all industry industry people, though. Like, why would... It's like, oh my god, a Sony person!
Rebel.
The Nintendo girls, I don't know, they probably hired them from somewhere, because they weren't... They didn't know anything about the games that they were demoing. Like...
Well, they're women. I don't know why you're shocked that they didn't know anything about the games they were... Oh, what's this? Mario? Never heard of that.
I'm so excited to bash girls in video games in my article on Shiny Buttons coming this week.
Yeah, hype that up.
Hyping up.
Just every 3 minutes. Oh, Shiny Buttons. I did that too.
Is Shiny Buttons going to sponsor us now? Because we lost Amazon.
I guess I'll sponsor you.
Oh, sweet. All right. We're sponsored
I'll
by
PayPal Amazon. PayPal you both a quarter.
Oh, man. Now I'm raking in the dough.
So wait, Bart, what did they give you a hard time about exactly? Like, just playing their games, or?
Well, I guess it wasn't so much a hard time, but they wouldn't stop talking to me about...
Maybe they wanted your cock.
Me being from Sony.
Oh.
Well, I think this one girl did, but... She kept, like, touching my arms and stuff, and...
She wanted your cock.
Was your woman with you for this, Bart?
No, she's at home.
Okay, so you were...
Or she's at work.
Little did Bart's wife know that sending him off to a nerd convention would lead to mad pussy.
Yeah, well, I didn't really want that girl. She was...
No, Bart says the best woman on the planet from every description he's ever given. Lets him game, lets him talk to people, lets him do stuff. Sounds like a winner to me.
You've had poor experiences with women in the past.
I have the worst experience with women.
Wait, she lets you talk to people? Holy shit.
You're allowed to watch TV? Whoa! All right, Rock, do you have any opinion on Splinter Cell Blacklist at all, or can we move on?
I could just give it short. I'm watching it, the demo right here, and I think it reminds me a lot of Conviction, which I played. It's a lot different from, I remember when I used to play the original Splinter Cell trilogy, but I see the appeal in it, and I think it might be a game I might pick up at a later date.
Oh, and one other thing they announced for Splinter Cell, for those of you who like multiplayer, Spy versus Mercs is coming back. So
I love that.
That should be a big selling feature, and Splinter Cell is hitting next spring, just like 93% of everything announced at E3 this year. The head of EA came out next for Microsoft, and blah, 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 Madden, normal stuff, no one cares, and we're moving on. We got a video of Fable the Journey. Does anyone care about Fable on Rails or want to bash it at all? Now's your chance.
It looks like shit.
Isoc?
Completely indifferent.
Completely in Rock?
Nope.
Excellent. I'm glad we can move on. This is going smoothly. We're going to be done in no time. Gears of War Judgments. Now, Gears of War is a series I thought was over, so maybe someone can explain to me why there's a new game. Isoc, you'll know this.
Well, it's just like how Halo 3 was finishing the fight, and then they go backwards, and that's just what they're doing. It's not being made by the same... Like, the Gears of War trilogy is over, and it's not even being made by the same developers. It's being made by the developers of Bulletstorm.
Oh.
And this is a... This
it's
is a
prequel.
Yeah, this is a prequel. So the Gears War is over. It's some of the lead up to it now.
Okay, so is it going to, if it's made by the Bulletstorm guys, Bulletstorm was pretty unique as far as first-person shooters go. Are they going to incorporate any of the, like, over-the-top killing, or is it just going to be Gears of War again?
Gears of War is kind of gory by nature. I don't think there's going to be skill kills, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put their mark on it, similar to how 343 Industries seems to be putting their mark on Halo a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Rock, did you ever play the Gears of War series at all?
Yeah, I've played 1 and 3, and beat 3 all the way.
A game you finished.
Is it just a trailer?
The trailer was 10 seconds, and it was a black screen. It was met mostly with, like, hatred from the Board 8 chat during it.
See, I'm just watching it, and it was like a minute and a half of CGI footage, and then about 10 seconds of gameplay footage.
From what I understand, on the show floor, they had one of the multiplayer modes. Do you remember Beast Mode from Gears of War 3?
I remember hearing about
you,
it.
Where
you played as the monsters.
Yeah, in this new one, there's the monsters, but then instead of just facing AI humans, there's people playing as the humans as well. Apparently that was on the show floor, from what I understand. I think that's all I know of gameplay being shown.
Right, I didn't see any Gears of War in my many hours of watching G4, so I assumed it wasn't of any, like, not much to show.
The giant bomb. They were going through the Microsoft booth, and he talked about it for a sec. He said it was interesting.
The giant bomb guys, on a side note, really ripped the fucking shit out of E3 on their post-conference live chat things. They were really unhappy with everything that happened. Like, they were just mad.
Are you just talking about the conferences?
Yeah, just the conferences. Like this.
See, I can understand, like, guys like us, like, sitting back being pissed off about the conferences. But, man, for guys like that, I mean, you're out there playing games. Who cares, you know? Like, they, like, I'm, like I said, Bart said he had a good time at E3. I mean, there's still plenty of games to play. It's just not the big surprises anymore.
Are you talking, Nick, are you talking about the show they do at night?
Yeah, that, like, thing where they're all sitting around on the couch drinking beer and looking really fat and lazy.
I thought they didn't seem that mad. They just, like, seemed like, okay, that was stupid. Like,
well,
you know,
yeah,
like we did for the conferences.
Like, they just weren't, they didn't enjoy it, basically. Like, they were like, ah, I don't know, there wasn't anything that really won me over. But then I guess the next day they went and did all their, like, playing demos, and they were probably happy.
Yeah, the first night of E3, or the first day, you know, where they do all the press conferences, the show floor isn't open yet. So all they saw was, like, conferences on Tuesday, then they got to actually, you know, go on the show floor and play the games and stuff. So what was that?
Okay, so
Tigers game, sorry.
Oh yeah, oh no, go Reds. Woo.
Fuck you.
Yes. What Ice Hawk said.
Wait, Chapman allowed a run?
He hit a guy
with the bases loaded. What a fucking nigger.
Oh god, it's time to get Chapman. And on that note,
you trying to get back at the white man trying to hit him? Well, we score a run, dumbass. That's what you get for being racist.
On that note, our next game that was showed off was Forza Horizon, which looks like they've finally decided they've done everything they possibly can with course racing and moved to a more open world street type racing. I personally think it's a good direction for Forza because basically everything that they had already done, like, they had perfected their thing. There wasn't anything to add. They had all the courses, had all the cards. Why would you make a new one? It's like making a new Guitar Hero. It made no sense. So they went out.
They did it.
They went outside the box, though, because they went off course. So you now have, like, open world racing you can do. Any of you three ever played the Forza series, or am I actually the expert for once?
I played the first one, and it was a solid game, but yeah, I haven't been interested since, and I gotta say, this new direction does actually get me interested in it again.
Yes, well, that was my thought. Like, the Forza games are basically the best racing games out there for realism and having everything in them, but why make a new one every year when it's like making a new sports game every year, except at least you get updated rosters there. But yeah, it's good. I liked the
Yes! Yes!
God damn it, I suck.
Oh, Austin Jackson.
God damn it, Chapman! I'm losing to Endgamer in fantasy baseball because of you!
Oh, God. And was that a ground rule double?
Yeah.
Horrible. All right, well, Bart's
no out.
So on the show floor at all?
But he didn't go to Microsoft.
Well, yeah, but he could have still seen it.
I didn't look for it. I think it might have been there, but I didn't look for it because I just didn't care.
All right.
RPG, are you happy that they're still aiming for their same realistic driving engine?
I was kind of, yeah, I know they during the interview they gave on G4 later on in the conference, they're going on about it still is realistic as ever, but we've added arcadey, not arcadey options, and I just didn't understand exactly what they meant by that. But I mean, it looks realistic, like it looks like it's going to be Forza, but I don't know. It looks good. It'll be good. It's Forza. I mean, what, you can't fuck that up, really.
So, I haven't bought a Forza game since the original Xbox, and I might actually buy this one. So
my roommate is a huge Forza fan. He's got the friggin' like steering wheel and gas pedals and all that, and the fucking
dang
everything. So I see quite a bit of Forza going on, and I mean, it's the pinnacle of racing games as far as realism, and this one looks like it'll continue it. Just not on a course, which is fine.
Forza racing wheels are the second best way to get pussy behind Rock Band Plastic Instruments,
which we also have a lot of here.
There's lots of pussy in the RPG household,
like 9 sets of Rock Band and Guitar Hero things. Okay, so after that, the Microsoft conference went into more of their crappy, stupid shit that no one cares about. They have Bing. Bing is good. You know, you want to use your Xbox to surf the internet. You can speak Spanish to your Xbox now. They got Nickelodeon, Paramount Movies, Machinima. The NBA is coming to Xbox. Other things are coming to Xbox. They had all sorts of garbage and shit. Do any of you use your Xbox for TV or any of these things they were pimping out? Xbox Music or Windows 8 or 30 million music tracks, apparently?
I mean, on my friends list, I always see people on, like, HBO Go or Netflix or Hulu or whatever. So, I mean, people use it, but I don't know if... Like, the sports one, I don't think people use that much, you know? It's kind of a weird one.
Personally, well,
what does it do?
It's just, like, you know how you can get, like, NFL Sunday Ticket or...
Yeah.
It's basically that, from my understanding, but for, like, NBA or NHL. And the UFC one doesn't actually let you watch UFC. You can just, like, vote on who you think's going to win, I guess.
I thought you could watch UFC through it.
Well, not the pay-per-views.
Someone's doing a write-up live for you. All you see are texts.
Yeah, exactly.
The like for the DirecTV one or for the Sunday Ticket, that one, that one's actually kind of legit to be able to get that on console since it's DirecTV exclusive. But for like NBA, you know, whatever, that's not exclusive to anything, so it's not a big deal. I will say out of all those like random crappy things, the one thing I thought was kind of cool was the Nike Plus thing.
That was next on my list of things to talk about, so excellent segue.
There we go. I thought, you know, for I don't own a Kinect yet, but if I get one, I'd probably want at least one fitness game just to have one. And it seems like a pretty nice direction for that particular genre.
Can someone remind me what that was again? I think I tuned out during it.
Oh, it's because it started out with the history of Nike and it didn't have anything to do with gaming for the first 5 minutes. So I think it confused a lot of people. But then they incorporated it's basically like Wii Fit, but with Kinect and a lot more scientific as opposed to being like it's based on your balance.
And a lot more, like, online elements also, like, you know, competing with your friends and such.
Yeah, you can compete to be, like, the most fit or the most technically fit. Also, your Windows phone connects to it, which also connects to everything your Xbox... God fucking damn it, Chapman!
Sucks!
Oh, God, they're going to reveal he's got a torn something or other. His career's...
Time for some black-on-black crime.
But Miguel's not black.
Well, I mean, Dusty Baker's going to the mound.
Oh. I got a slight delay here, so yeah. But let's stop talking about the Tigers.
After the Nike thing, they went more in depth on how Microsoft now connects to smartphones, tablets.
No one cared. Move on.
Okay, good. Thank God. Then they showed Tomb Raider, and I know we got some people here who care, because I am one of them. Tomb Raider looked excellent, and I can't wait to pick it up on the PS3. Rock, you're a big Tomb Raider buff, right? You were really, or at least I know you were hyped for this game.
Yeah, I was generally impressed with the original demo they did. And from what I've seen from the gameplay, obviously it borrows some elements. Well, borrows might not be the best term from Uncharted. And
he steals?
Yeah, just copy-paste, Control-C, Control-V, etc.
I wouldn't go that far.
But
it was different.
If you're gonna borrow from a game that pretty much redefined the action adventure genre and made it as good as possible, then Uncharted is a good one to borrow from. But I think it's got enough of a unique feel to it because they kind of throw in a little not survival horror but just survival to it.
Sounded like horror to me. I don't know if any of you guys noticed during that demo, but there was a lot of moaning and sexual.
But there's
torture
no, like,
porn.
Torture porn, yes. That was the phrase that came up quite frequently during that demo, was torture porn.
I felt like I was watching Maria Sharapova play tennis.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's interesting how it's kind of come full circle because...
Yes! Yes! If... God, fuck yeah!
God damn it, I suck.
Damn. when Uncharted was first, you know, coming out and being demoed and stuff, people were all saying, "Oh, it's guy." What did they say?
Tomb Raider with a guy.
Yeah, Tomb. They had some sort of term for it, but yeah, basically Tomb Raider with a guy. So now you know, now Tomb Raider is Uncharted with a moaning girl. So I thought it was interesting how that's, you know, come around.
Isoc, is Tomb Raider going to be a day one buy for you?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at my top 10 stage demos of E3
and I didn't.
On China Button, Tomb Raider, I had a number three. Let me go into, I just want to go into differences I liked. First off, like Rock said, there is survival elements. You'll notice the bow was very important to her throughout because she's not going up to cover and then starting to shoot people. You know, she wants to eliminate people before she gets into a firefight because she's in trouble if she doesn't. And the main reason that seems to be to me is if you notice when she took cover, almost everything she took cover behind, once they started shooting it, they ripped that shit up like in seconds.
I loved that because while I love Uncharted, I mean, you can basically just sit there and cover and wait for your shot. There's not any kind of, like, real need to move quickly, except for the odd occasion when they sneak up behind you or something.
The indestructible chest-high walls has been the staple of the third-person shooter for a while now.
But then, the best part is, not only are you trying to take out enemies first because you're afraid that they're going to rip your cover to shit, is you can do fucked up shit to them, too. Like, I love the part where she takes her fire bow and destroy some wooden cover with it and like just makes that enemy go out of cover. There is a part where she uses her fireball to make something explode, take a few people out, and then there's that part where she blows like that wooden cover off those barrels and makes the barrels go down. Like, it looks like the environments are really really just interactive and destructible, and I really like that.
Yeah, you said blow and go down.
Yes.
Let's make this Tomb Raider preview section.
Me and RPG and Fulmo were talking earlier about, like, what's up with her tits being small? And we figured since it's the origin story, at the end she'll find the magic tit-enhancing artifact, and that's when she becomes...
She's either going to find the tit artifact or find the lost city of Titterado or something like that. Like, she's got to find something that makes her boobs bigger by later games.
Breastlantis.
Yes, Breastlantis. That would be an excellent... That would be an amazing place to visit. Also, they announced the first DLC would be exclusive to the 360. I assume when they say exclusive, they mean it'll be on 360 first. And,
timed exclusive.
Yeah, timed exclusive. So,
well, what happened with the GTA one when they said that they ever come to the PS3?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
GTA 4.
Yep.
And all that stuff. Oh, okay. So it probably is timed.
I think they actually released a complete edition also recently, at least for the PS3. I don't know about 360, but I assume they did.
Yeah.
The next three titles Microsoft showed off were world premiere exclusives, and I just remembered one of them by reading the name. We'll start with Ascend New Gods, which looked like a kind of Shadow of the Colossus type game, but with more stuff to do. Like, it was less barren.
That's actually Microsoft's first ever free-to-play game.
Sorry, what? You cut out for one. Free-to-play?
That's Microsoft's first ever free-to-play game, yep.
It's free-to-play. I did not see that, and Endgamer didn't put that on his list. Isoc, you're much better at this than Endgamer.
I guess it has RPG elements, it has some Dark Souls elements, it has, obviously you can see some resemblance to God of War. From what I saw, from people who played on the floor, they seem to like it. It's made by a good studio, Toy Soldiers guys, they're pretty good, so.
I don't remember a single thing about that game. Like, I'm watching the trailer now because I just don't remember seeing this.
That was I wasn't a fan of that section because it's like, okay, here's these three reveals, and they're all CG trailers with no gameplay, pretty much. It's like,
wasn't Ascend gameplay? I could have swore I saw gameplay in there.
Oh, it was like, you know, it was still CG, I'm pretty sure.
Like, they fought a boss, and then he ascended at the end? That was...
And then like,
no, it's just, it is a showing him fight a boss, but it looks pre-rendered.
Oh, okay.
And then, like they said, they showed Loco Cycle in that section.
Oh, Loco Cycle looked so good. Oh my god, I can't wait to get Loco Cycle.
I'm a huge fan of Twisted Pixel, the guys that are making that, but it's like, it just does it a disservice when you just don't...
Oh no, it's a girl and she can run a mile in 6 seconds or something, and then they unveiled the title and, wow, everyone just laughed.
And what was the third game in that cycle?
Matter.
Racketeers.
No, it was Matter.
Oh wait, when did they do the Wrecketeer thing?
Resitor?
The castle wrecking thing.
That was later.
Oh, okay.
No, Matter was the third game, and the description I have written in front of me is some eyeballs flying around game.
Oh, yeah, that game where they're having sex, the eyeballs are, or something.
Isaac, are you excited for eyeball sex?
I'm always excited for eyeball sex.
Rock,
well, no, that's,
Rock, were you?
Let's get excited for that.
That seems like the worst place to have it.
Excellent. I'm glad we all enjoyed those world
That would be the ears, Rock.
I'd rather keep my eyes.
Don't ask.
No, okay, that's great.
You want cum in your ear? You want cum in your ear?
More than his...
If it's choice between that or my eyes, probably.
Girls take in the face and the eyes all the time. They get over it. In the ears, that can do permanent damage.
They say that
actually,
shit burns.
Have you ever done that? Apparently, it's pretty uncomfortable to get that in your eyes.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never taken it to the eyes.
So. Yeah, no, that's pretty much the last place a girl wants to take it. She wants to get there.
Okay. So Resident Evil 6 was next, and it looked like it had zombies.
Oh man, you're,
that's Gears the hard-hitting journalism zombies. You get at
Gears of Resident Evil.
Yeah, I don't. This game looked like it was kind of all over the place. It was supposed to capture the old Resident Evil feel, but it didn't look like it was very much to me.
If RE4 means old, then I guess maybe, but it looked more RE5 than RE4 to me.
The shooting mechanics still look so static and just unexciting. It just looks so outdated to me. It's ridiculous.
Rock, were you excited? You get dropped into a hot dance club and the only dancers are zombies.
That seems like the worst dance club ever.
I think that's the joke.
Oh, hey, Endgamer's on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's not invite him.
No, let's get him on here. He has valuable insight on everything.
Do you want to do the serious business specialty and invite him in only to kick him out a minute later?
Yeah, don't do that. That's mean. Endgamer,
yeah, we're always friend. Nice here. We came
I'll just wait till he messages me or tries to call me.
Well, let's get going before he gets on.
Yeah. Resident Evil 6. Is anyone at all hyped for this, or was the trailer kind of a letdown?
It was one of them I wanted to try out, but it was another one of those games where the line was just not worth it. I would have had to wait maybe an hour or so to play, and it wasn't worth it to me.
All right, next.
A few people I read that did play it weren't that impressed, so.
All right, so next we have Wrecketeer, which is Angry Birds in 3D using the Kinect. Bartz, you seemed really pumped about that earlier.
No, I wasn't. That was just the one I remembered, so I was excited. Because I didn't remember, the others.
Loco Psycho.
I remember Loco Psycho. That one was like Tron, right?
Yeah, kind of.
It looked like Tron to me.
Isaac, you don't have a Kinect, but could Wrecketeer be the game that makes you get one?
It wouldn't make me... The one that would make me get one would be like Child of Eden and Gunslinger, but that looks like the kind of game you pick up, like along with Fruit Ninja Connect or something, if you get one.
All right, Rock, are you excited for Wrecketeer?
Couldn't give a shit less.
Yeah, that's a saying, I guess. Next was the South Park RPG, and finally something I actually like really want. Tomb Raider, I want, but this game looks excellent. And Matt and Trey were the best part of the Xbox conference because immediately they came out and made fun of the fact that. You know, it's fun to have your Xbox connects to your phone, tablet, fridge, oven, whatever else in your house. All those things gamers don't care about. The game itself is made by the same people that made something.
Really? Something?
Something.
Something. You can't... I don't know what
was
it is either.
Is it Bethesda's making this?
THQ's publishing it. Obsidian is making
it. Obsidian, right. I knew it was something that sounded fancy. Obsidian.
Oh, I thought you were joking around, like, oh, I know what it is.
No, I knew it was something, one of the bigger, better companies, I just couldn't remember. Is someone peeing?
Yeah, I hear that too.
Who's peeing?
Bartz.
I was running the sink.
Yeah, sure you were, Bartz, you son of a...
Yes,
running the sink after he finished taking a piss.
No.
No, he was running the sink so he could, like, mentally. He needed to take a piss, but he needed the mental stimuli.
No, I'm cleaning a knife right now.
Yeah.
Wait, you're cleaning a knife from what?
Because I made some food.
I wasn't that excited about. Well, like I think it'll be a fine game, but it's just one of those games that doesn't translate necessarily well to E3 type stage. Like there wasn't much they could show off that would be really impressive. You know what I mean?
They were on and off the stage so quickly, barely anything happened. But it really got me hyped because it looks exactly like the TV show.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying in terms of what can you show off for a turn-based RPG that's going to get people hyped at E3? You know.
The word Final Fantasy at the
yeah,
end?
The word Final Fantasy.
But see, they have sweet cutscenes too, like where they can show off. Like, yeah. It's not, you know.
Right. Well,
like that
you
was
can show off the fireworks scene from Final Fantasy 13 and get people excited for that game.
I personally am hyped for this game. Is anyone else picking up South Park RPG as soon as they can?
I'll pick it up at some point. I don't know if it'll be right away.
Rock, I know you'll pick it up once it's on sale.
Well, I'm just wondering, is this a full release or is it a downloadable game?
Full release. It's multi-platform, big game.
That's going to be tough, because I just don't know if I can justify spending $60 on it.
There's a lot coming out in that.
If it's a full game, I mean.
Yeah, but do you really think you want to play South Park RPG for like 25, 30 hours?
If it's good.
If it's well written, yeah, why not?
As much 20, as any other RPG.
25 to 30 hours would be the equivalent of about 50 to 60 episodes. So they're writing 50 or 60 episodes worth of stuff?
Well, no, because there's going to be turn-based battles throughout.
That's true.
There's going to be gameplay, you know? It's like any other RPG.
I think a lot of the appeal is also the fact that South Park is going to be like fully available to explore. Like during the conference, they made the comment, okay, we got to go to Kyle's house, followed by, wait, how do we get to Kyle's house? Because before it was just you cut scene and you were there, and now it's like we actually have to have a South Park. So
where everything's laid out. Yeah,
I like the appeal of that, where I kind of get to have an idea of where everything is. Just a minor thing, but it appealed to me. I want this game. I will be buying it on PS.
I think it comes out literally a week after BioShock Infinite, so.
So no
March 5th,
no
2013.
Damn, Prince, I love your fat ass.
Wow.
That was a hell of a split.
Splits by Prince, really?
And the pants didn't rip. That was the best part.
That would have been a great topper. But for me, I'm not a big South Park fan, but I like RPGs, so I'm sure I'll pick it up eventually. But man, a week after BioShock Infinite, I'm pretty sure Tomb Raider, Last of Us are coming out in that range too, like around that time frame. So they're gonna have some rough competition. That they probably, when they first scheduled it for like March, like hell's yeah. Now it's looking like it's gonna be a tough market that time. So I wonder if that'll hurt them.
Guys, I have a special surprise for you. Joining us live from Wisconsin, it's the one, the only Endgamer. And he's not answering the call. Oh, Endgamer, thank you. You're doing the greatest service you could ever do for us by not answering.
All right, let's move on.
He'll be here eventually. So yeah, next was Dance Central 3. No one cares. After that was Call.
That was a nice performance by Yoshi.
Oh, was
there
that?
Was no Black Eyed Peas Experience 2, was there?
No.
Oh yeah, the Black Eyed Peas Experience. That was a number one seller on We Came to Play.
There's also a new Michael Jackson songs to make a Michael Jackson Experience 2.
Damn it. Okay, well, anyways, I'm pretty sure none of us actually care about Dance Central 3. Can we move on? Yeah, good. Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Nobody cares. Let's move on.
I want to say.
I'm sure someone.
They managed to make the most boring demo ever of that game.
What, Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's the one. They're like, you know, you can bash the games all you want, but man, they're usually pretty damn good at making a good E3 demo. Like, last year, that Modern Warfare demo almost kind of sold me on the game because it was just so sweet, you know? And this one was just dull. Very dull.
I saw one of the extended things later on G4 for this. And I'm no expert on Call of Duty, but don't they pride themselves on, like, some level of intelligent AI? Or no? Is that not something they do?
Nah.
Oh, okay, just making sure. Because they had, like, the giant robots that shoot lasers and bombs and whatever. And the guys are just, like, running straight head-on into it, so I was not impressed at all by the fact that the AI just doesn't care if it dies or anything.
The appeal of the single player is, A, like, the kind of scripted stealth parts, which they've kind of gone away from a bit. and they have usually some big set piece moments that are pretty cool. Like I said, in Modern Warfare 3, there's like that part where you're riding on the boat through a war in the middle of New York City, which is pretty cool. But the demo just wasn't that exciting. It was a terrible choice of a scene for it. I mean,
and let's not be silly here. No one's playing Call of Duty for the single player. Let's be realistic. They all buy it for the multiplayer.
There's plenty of people. I mean, I'm not going to say that everyone does, but there's plenty of people that get the single player.
I think a lot of people. Well, I think what he's saying is that I think a lot of people get the single player, but I agree with Nick that not a lot of people will say, you know, I'm looking for a single player game to play. Okay, Call of Duty, you know. Most people buy it for the multiplayer, and the single player is just like a little bonus. I'll almost everyone.
I'll agree the multiplayer is more of a selling point, but I think people do like underestimate that a lot of people, I mean, not everybody has Xbox Live Gold, and there's still tons of people buying Call of Duty that
it's
don't have.
It's definitely the minority, though. You'd agree to that.
Oh, good. Endgamer, you're here.
But the minority for Call of Duty is still like a solid million, probably 2 million people that probably buy it for the single player.
Yeah, hey, but it's still small.
Guys, let's all give a very warm welcome to Endgamer. He's only 35 minutes late.
Can we skip this part and keep going?
just bring Endgamer up to speed before we keep going. We just finished,
the Microsoft comments, and all your notes were terrible because you don't know anything about Microsoft, so let's move on.
Isoc, be nice to Endgamer. Endgamer, we have Isoc and Bartz here, by the way.
It's actually Isoc. It's actually Microsoft's job to inform me about their company and their press conference. They did not do that this year.
Yeah, they really need to let the people know. Oh, did you know that this is the first time? Oh, wait. Master Chief has talked plenty of times. Huh. That's Microsoft's fault.
This is the most hostile we came to play ever.
All right. Isoc, I'm going to have to ask you to be nice to Endgamer as much as that hurts you to do. You're going to have to at least try to be polite.
I'm not. I mean, Endgamer may be nice gamer, but I'm not.
All right.
I get it.
There's no such thing as Nice Hawk.
Who's this other guy?
We used to call him Nasty Gamer on Serious Business.
AG is Bart's Endgamer.
Okay.
So that's the Microsoft press conference, everyone. Overall thoughts on it? I am giving it a stunning 2 out of 10. Brilliant conference, Microsoft. Good work. We all know it was hard to please me and you didn't do it. Isoc, you need to give it a little bit better score.
Are we saying 5 is average?
Whatever average you want to use. If you want 8 to be average, that's fine by me.
I'll say 5 is average. I'll probably give it like a 4.3, 4.5, something like that.
All right, Rock.
There were good demos, man. The Tomb Raider demo, the Splinter Cell demo, the Halo demo.
Tomb Raider and South Park, 1 and 2 of my points.
I didn't even include South Park.
Rock, I need a score for the Microsoft conference that you didn't watch, but based on what we just spoke about.
Well, I watched the demos that they put up, but I didn't give a crap about any of their stupid Nike Plus and everything. The couple demos they put up were all right, but don't you miss when E3 used to be about the big, huge game announcements rather than games we already know about?
End of our E3 discussion. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
I'm going to bring it up for every score.
I need a Microsoft score.
I give it a thumbs down.
Thumbs down, damn. That's pretty harsh. Bartz, I know you walked right past these guys because they don't pay you, but do you have a score for them? And keep in mind, your job is hanging in the balance.
I mean, I watched the conference, and I was kind of entertained, but as far as E3 conferences go, it was pretty boring. I'd give it a C- or 4 of 10.
Ouch, ouch. And Endgamer, we didn't get any of your opinions that entire thing, but you can give us an overall view on Microsoft right now.
I think 4 out of 10 is pretty fair. Halo looked good. Tomb Raider continues to impress.
But no Lego Rock Band 2. That was a disappointment.
The South Park guys was one of the highlights of all three conferences for me. They were really funny. That game looks really good, really close to the TV show. Like I said, Dance Central thing went on a little long, but overall, I mean, it was decent. It wasn't terrible. It just didn't have anything too exciting. So, yeah, 4 out of 10 sounds about right.
I love how impressed everyone is that they pulled off the shitty South Park look. Like, holy shit, they managed to do it.
Dude, did you never play South Park 64? Dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my point is we're next-gen consoles now. I would hope that they could pull off the shitty South Park look now.
They should have been able to do it on a freaking SNES.
Yes.
That's so stupid as shit.
All right, guys, I think we'll move on.
Let's stop on the NES.
We'll move on to Ubisoft now, because we need a break from the shit, and Ubisoft...
Oh, can I just give a quick rating to EA conference, since we're skipping that?
Oh, yeah, what? Sure. Since we're skipping EA, everyone can give a score. I'm giving it a 0. It was that bad. Bart's thoughts?
A 2.
Ooh, a 2. Damn, you really wanted them to hear that.
Yeah.
Rock, you didn't see it or hear anything about it. Can you score it, please?
Did they mention anything about the Mass Effect 3 ending?
No.
Then it gets a 0.
All right. Isoc, any thoughts on EA?
Ooh, wow, some incredible... I was really disappointed with that Dead Space 3 demo. The Medal of Honor demo was terrible. It was probably even worse than the Black Ops demo. They did
Dead Space demo? Because I did actually see that, and I'm like, that
Dead Space co-op. Co-op.
That looks nothing like a Dead Space game.
Yeah, like I said, there was no limb-cutting gameplay in the thing, and it was just like a dumb boss fight. The Crysis demo was the only one I thought that was semi-interesting. Even that wasn't that great. So yeah, 2 out of 10 sounds pretty fair, honestly.
And Endgamer, any thoughts on EA at all?
Nah, I didn't really look into it after everyone gave it poor reviews. Seen a couple of the trailers and stuff. I mean, some decent stuff, but not enough to give it a grade.
All right. Well, you need to give it a grade, so I'm going to need...
Fine, 3.
All right. Wow. Damn, that's...
Whoa, generous.
That was the highest score it got from anyone.